This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to put your life up.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Again, welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, I hope. Seriously. Because, you know, I've been telling you guys, you make sure you get the information you need to actually make a decision that's informed. That you're not just making it based on emotion. Because that's what we're seeing everywhere. We're seeing everything that you're seeing happen and come through is all based on emotion. They're talking about now they want, you know what, let me do the proper intro. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You know, and again, you get that. Now, maybe I don't do it for you. I don't know. But you need to get somebody. You need to line up with somebody, whether it's a talk show host or maybe it's some kind of publication. I don't know. And you need to get informed. You need to get engaged. We got a great lineup for you. So I got Sonya Schmidt coming on in a little while. She was in the entertainment world forever. Well, I don't want to say that long because then it sounds like I'm saying she's old. And I'm not saying she's old. And then we have Evan Sayet's going to join us in the next hour. I always love when Evan's on. Evan. There are very few people talk as fast as I do, and Evan is one of them. But I always love when he's on with me because, again, he gets pretty deep into this stuff. And he called out in the early days with several of his books. He has called out these riots and through the socialism, what is going on now? Now, the beauty is that some of these people grew up in this kind of lifestyle, grew up with the left. Evan was one of them. So we can get information from these people. And I don't mean that in a bad way. You know that. We can get information from these people and step out on it, which is what we should be doing. Well, it looks like the nominee, president's nominee, is going to be Amy Coney Barrett, which I think is a great pick. I mean, again, some people were hoping he was going for the Hispanic lady out of Miami. And I don't know if that would just look like he's playing into it, right? Or this is truly what he wants. I think this is truly what he wants. She is definitely 180 degrees from Ruth Bader Ginsburg. But that should not even be the consideration. I know some of you are going to disagree with me, but that shouldn't be the consideration. The consideration shouldn't be, for lack of a better term, okay? The consideration shouldn't be who's liberal, who's conservative. The consideration should be who is going to truly adhere to the Constitution. Who's going to be an originalist? Or are they now starting to call it a contextualist? Okay? And so my attitude, or my thought, if you would, is that has nothing, technically, it has nothing to do with Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever. why I get so irritated when we have these 5-4 rulings. You know that. You know it irritates the crud out of me. We shouldn't have five. You know what it tells me? When you have a 5-4 ruling, when you're on those roads, then you have a partisan ruling. It's one thing when it's 8-1, 7-2, and they give you a true reason why they think the, you know, the Constitution really means this or what have you, whatever it is. I'm being generic. That's one thing. But usually when you have these 5-4 rulings and it's dissenting on the liberal side of things, it has to do with ideology. It has nothing to do with the Constitution. Now, does it? Come on. Let's just be honest about it. Absolutely nothing. Can I say to you, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being involved, being engaged, being part of. You need to be part of. Again, Sonya Schmidt's going to join us. And there's just so much news out there. There's so much going on to try to keep up with. I know. I think you heard earlier this week that Jimmy Kimmel? I mean, he was number one in having the worst ratings. Was it the Emmy Awards? You should always be number one in something, don't you think? And he definitely pulled it off. But they deserve it, man. They really do deserve it. Here's a bunch of elitists in million-dollar homes, billion-dollar homes, tens of million dollars, whatever. You get the point. They've got armed security. Their kids go to private schools. They don't have to worry about going to work or not going to work. They've got money coming in. You know, it's really funny because those of you that are not working right now, you're still buying their music. You're still paying their bills. You're on Netflix. Look what you're doing there. Right? What are they feeding when you pay for your rental fees or whatever they're called? Right? Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And when you're paying your rental fees, there's all kinds of money. Well, look, we'll be back in a minute. We can talk to Sonya about that. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
You're back, I think. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Again, I ask for your forgiveness. I mean, the technical stuff is making me nuts. And it's not a far drive, but it's definitely driving me crazy. But I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You know, get involved, get engaged. The way you do that is you do listen. You do pay attention. Right? And some of us, I hate to say this because it sounds like I'm saying I'm an idiot, but don't believe everything I tell you. You know, check me out because I get wrong information for you people. I make the mistake of passing it on sometimes. But none of us are infallible, so check us out. Just like you don't repeat the last Twitter term you heard, just don't repeat something because I said it. Make sure I have a clue, you know what I mean? All right, let me bring her on with me because I know she's waiting to come on. I'm waiting to get her on here. And Sonia Schmidt joins me. She does every Friday, kind of kick off the party, although she's not a party. Well, not anymore. I would imagine at one time you...
I never was a party girl. I was always boring my whole life. I would
really?
I would bring a book to clubs. That's how nerdy I was.
Wow.
I was the co.
Wait a minute. You mean like a book to club?
A book to read.
Wow.
Like something smart, something I was interested in.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, that's all right. Well, there's Hollywood for you, right?
You know what? I want to be more fly in my old age. So I'm every Friday night after the show, I've designated. I'm determined to be fly. So
okay. Hey, listen. Whatever makes you happy. That's all I care about, is that you're happy in all of this and you're hanging. I know it's funny how, again, you being part of the Hollywood lifestyle, you weren't really part of the Hollywood lifestyle, were you?
No, I was not. I was in it. I was not of it. But the saving grace for me is I already had two kids at that time, and I was a single parent, so I could always use my kids as an excuse to go home while they were partying. And say, gosh, I really wish I could, but, you know, I got this mothering thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, right? So, again, I teach you about being in that world, but Jimmy Kimmel set a new Emmy record this week. Apparently, it was the lowest, worst ratings ever for an Emmy Award. I only see it going downhill from here with all of these, because it was, I don't know if it was anti-Trump. I don't know if people just didn't care anymore. I don't know if people's had it with celebrities. What do you think is driving this?
Well, I think it's all of the above. I mean, first of all, I didn't even know there was an Emmy Award until you told me. So that shows you the disinterest right there. But I do think people are really sick and tired of the politics. We can't turn on the news for 5 minutes anymore without it just being so loathsome and evil and hurtful. So I don't think people, they know that when they tune in to the Emmys, they're going to get more of that, only with smugness and well-dressed people. So why put yourself through that? But I don't even understand, you know, and in COVID, we've learned that we can watch other stuff. You know, we are binge-watching, you know, we are doing all kinds of things. We don't have to turn on, I wouldn't even know how to find them if they were online. Where do you get CBS anymore?
Really?
I don't have a clue.
That's interesting.
We're watching Game of Thrones or something. Ain't nobody watching the Emmy Awards. You know? And then the host, you know, would give Jimmy Kimmel what you're going to get. If they had somebody interesting, then, you know, if they had Dave Chappelle, people would watch, because at least you know that the jokes are going to be even-handed and they're going to be good. I'm not saying that Jimmy Kimmel isn't, but you know you're going to get a one-sided slap in the face for 2 hours, and who needs it?
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I don't know why anybody... Look, I can take jokes at Trump. I can take jokes at myself. I mean, we're not... Yeah, we're not full of ourselves, right? We know we got some things we can have some fun with, and that's good. But when they're hateful jokes, that's a whole different animal, right?
And to watch them laughing at him, and these are the most loathsome people on the face of the planet, and they have the nerve to laugh at others and make fun. You know, it's like, get your own house in order before you start making fun of others.
I know, right? These people are trying to teach us about morality.
Yeah, they're driving in their limos and jets telling us about climate change. So, you know, they don't see how hypocritical and awful they are, and how nobody likes them.
No, that's a true story. You know, it's always been a wonderment to me that as much as the Dems say they hate people with money, they find people with money disgusting, they drool over people like Kimmel. They drool over, you know, the Beyonce. You know what I'm saying? I mean, some of the most richest people on the planet for doing what? Shaking your behind and you know, because you got music that says, hey, I want to do stuff with you? I mean, seriously.
I remember my first major show, and I opened up my paycheck, and I saw all kinds of zeros behind it. And I looked at the person who I was sharing the office with, and I said, all this for writing booty jokes. We were not doing anything to uplift the world or America or anything. We were writing the most ridiculous, on in living color. We were writing the stupidest, the most salacious, the raunchiest jokes, which I was very good at, by the way. But I tell you what, I couldn't believe the money that we made, and it never made sense. My father passed away still not understanding. He just could never put together how television works, how they can pay these people so much money. I mean, how much was advertising? I was like, look, I don't know. I don't care. All I know is this check clears in the bank. So it's crazy. And I worked with people who would kill their mama to get jokes on the air. You know, like when I was working on an Arsenio Hall show, and your career was pretty much determined by if you got jokes on the air. And I'm telling you, I worked with people, and they're big people now, to be honest, but they would have sold their mothers to get a joke.
That's
on
sad.
The air.
I know. It's
sad environment. It's a sad environment.
Yeah, it is. And again, I find some of that stuff extremely offensive when they're telling us what we should be doing to be better people. You know, here they are sleeping with their secretaries, their cousin's second wife, and all this other crap, and they're trying to tell us how to live our lives and how to be good people.
I think one of the things that irks me the most is how they adopt these children of all this rainbow coalition of children. It just reminds me of a charm bracelet where you have all these different colors of children. And I need an Asian one. Let me run off to, you know, wherever.
You almost made me choke on my drink. A charm bracelet.
I need a little, you know, a little Somalian kid. And then they run off to go get that kid. They never see that kid. They're not taking care of that
kid. Oh, no kidding, right? Who do you think they're fooling? Come on, seriously. I mean,
they honestly do think they're fooling you, because remember, the rest of America is so stupid. We're flyover country. We're ignorant. So I challenge you to come up with one star whose child is, I think I may have said this last week, and you may did come up with somebody who's serving in the military. I just remember years ago when you had major stars who were serving in the military.
Well, we're going to go for a break. You know, was it Reese Witherspoon who pre-chewed the food for her kids? That was disgusting.
Is she a bird?
Show me senior host back with Sonya right after this.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a campaign stop in Atlanta, Georgia, President Donald Trump announced a new plan focused on economic empowerment for black Americans.
And I'm here today to announce a brand new plan to deliver more opportunity, more security, more fairness, and more prosperity to black communities. We call it the Platinum Plan. Platinum Plan. And that's a contract with black Americans, and it's going to be something that people talk about for a long time to come.
The Platinum Plan highlights several areas the president plans to focus on in his second term if reelected, including a pledge of 3 million new jobs for the black community, creating 500,000 new black-owned businesses throughout the United States. The campaign also vows to make Juneteenth a national holiday and to prosecute the KKK and Antifa as terrorist organizations. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Some messed up white people.
Kind of like the only time I can tell a woman to be quiet and get away with it. You know what I'm saying? Joe Mazzini, your host, listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Hey, head over to the website. That's therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening there, a lot going down that you can read and get informed. You know, that's the other thing, too. My God, just get informed. It ain't that hard. Well, actually, I should say, it shouldn't be that hard. You're making it harder than it actually has to be. But let me bring her on because I have so much fun when she's on me. Sonia Schmidt joins me. She does every week. We kind of kick off the weekend. I said we get the party started, but she don't party. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know you.
So lame. If you have any people out there that they're willing to show me how to get, like, jiggy with it, I think that's the term the kids are using these days.
Jiggy? We got past hip. I take it we've got past hip, right?
Yeah, I think we're
I don't know what you're referring to there, but whatever. Okay, listen, I actually have a caller that wants to ask you a question. Ed from Washington. Ed, thanks for listening, and thanks for calling. I appreciate your call. You have a question for Sonia?
Yeah, I have a question for your guest there. Did you hear the statement Fauci made regarding his use of baseline in regards to justifying the closing of these businesses? Because there is no baseline, if you know what I'm referring to.
Yeah.
And so what they're doing is they're starting from zero because they haven't gotten any protocols to find out how this virus affected us, because you have to consider everyone has the virus because we were never protected by our governors keeping up contaminated people. So it really bothers me he'd make a false statement like that trying to legitimize, because when you talk about it, they're based on 100,000. Okay, per certain percentage rate. Well, they're using like 25. Well, that's 2.5. That's 2.5 thousandths of a percent that's affecting everyone to not have work. That's just criminal. And so I just wanted to know: did you feel that was a fake statement that he made, giving out false information like that? That he had a baseline.
First of all, thank you for being my first caller. I've been on this show for weeks now, and no one's called, so thank you. Thank you for doing that. Secondly, no, I did not hear Fauci say that. However, and this isn't a shame, this is sort of a shameless plug for my show. This week, I have on the writer, director, producer of a documentary called Plandemic. His name is Mickey Willis. You want to go to Plandemic series.org, I believe, and watch part 2.
actually watch part one and part two. It puts the whole Fauci story together in such a way that you will be, I know that you know, you sound like you know a lot about Fauci, but to see it visually and to see it in real time is shocking, and how we've all been shut down, and this is just the start of it.
Hey, this is,
I know nothing about Fauci. My concern with this, how the American people are letting a virus to shut down all businesses when it's a health problem, not really. If you can have two people together with proper precaution, then you should be able to have 1,000 people together.
Well, I agree. Yeah.
That shows you how fear works.
Yep.
And in the beginning, you know, the first couple of weeks, we were all pretty compliant. Well, this was new. This was new information. They were telling us one thing. But after 2 weeks, their story started to fall apart, and I think people started to pick sides. And it was the compliance against the rebels, and that's pretty much how our country is going to go, and it's going to go that way with this election as well. We're seeing that people will lock themselves away, will strap masks on their cells, will let people point thermometer, you know, gun-shaped thermometers at their children's heads. I mean, we need to rethink all of this stuff. I think this was a huge trial balloon, what they threw up, just to see how much we would stand for. And I think we stood for a lot, but I see that slowly changing.
Hey, Ed.
Well, the whole thing, there isn't enough people stand up and say, this is wrong, this makes no sense, it's a health standard. First 2 weeks, you told us what to do. If we're smart enough to get to support ourselves and give you the revenue to support the government, then we're smart enough to take the common sense approaches and to start going running our business instead of shutting down.
Yeah, and it's all about fear, though. It truly is nothing
Absolutely.
But fear. That's what stops people. And I am working on an 800 number just for you, Ed, and people who need an alternative way to listen and support the show. So I appreciate
Thank you
call.
For taking action. I mean, one of the things that drives me nuts is people who, you know, they know about this stuff. You got to do something, you know. Now, we can't just complain. On my show, I always say being an American is no longer a spectator sport. We just can't watch this and wring our hands. We're going to have to find what our gifts are and get out there and change the country.
One more quick thing. When I started checking in, because someone told me about this new outbreak of the virus, my concern was that it was, I tracked down the biometrics development lab that produced it, because it came on too strong. Viruses don't come on and contaminate that quickly. I was worried about it being made a bioweapon, and if it was further atomized, that was my main concern, because it seemed to be artificially induced to produce this virus. But the thing of it is that this is just wrong. People have to stop staying at home. Use the normal precautions that would protect you from all viruses, because we have 11 out there that are just as deadly as, and the mortality rate. That's what we'd be concerned with, not how many people get the virus, because it's out there. We need to worry about the mortality rate and those people that have pre-existing conditions, and isolate and protect them, not close them up in senior homes and allow them to be contaminated and die. Yep.
All right, Ed, thanks for the call. I really appreciate the time. Hey, listen, I know, and you know, we've been going through this since, what, March? Where people have acquiesced on exactly what the government told them to do. We've got other countries that are doing better than us, and then other countries that are doing worse than us. And you look at the states that have these masks, what they call mask laws, and they're locked down and all that. They're not doing any better.
Well, you know what? I count this as a first.
I know.
That joke about a man who takes home a bride, and he says he counts to three. She says something stupid. He goes, that's one. And then something else she does, he goes, that's two. But I don't think we're going to give the government three. But we see how they're going to use everything. Global warming is going to be used as a global crisis. The next virus that comes down the pike, it's up to us to go, no. We didn't know this time, but there's not going to be a two, and there's certainly not going to be a three. But that's up to us.
You've got a lot. Look, I hate to say this because people are going to get mad at me, but you got a lot more faith in the American populace than I do. And I always say,
I know, and you know I'm naive. You're always the person who goes, what are you going to have? No, come on. I'm like Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland. It's like, come on, I got a stage, and I got costumes, makeup, and we're going to make this happen.
Do you remember? We go so far back. Remember the promise to America that the Republicans made, and you were sitting there and you were all excited, and I said, that, my dear friend, you can use for toilet paper. They will never do anything with that. And I don't know what it was. 3 months later, I've got you Like, she recorded. I said, how's that Promise to America working? She goes, I used it for toilet paper, because that's about where it went.
That's my nature. I'm so idealistic, and I want to believe in the good, and I get so excited, and then I go, they did what?
Well, you know, I think it happens. It's, and again, I'm no fan of Schwarzenegger, but I don't know many people remember when he became governor of California. He was going to take these people on. He was going to take them down. He was going to fix those girly boys.
Terminate them.
Remember that? He was going to, the girly boys up there at Sacramento, they ate him up.
They took his lunch.
Not only did they take his lunch, they had him cowering in the corner at the same time. And, you know, people don't realize this is truly a blood sport. It's not a gentleman's sport.
No.
It is a blood sport, and it's wrong, and it's bad. And I don't know if we have the people spine to stop it.
I had the guy that blew the whistle on Google was on my show. He'll be on in a couple of weeks. I got to edit it. But he was saying that Washington is full of psychopaths. I mean, my guest this week. If you go on Range Broadcast.
Are you taking medication? Are you okay?
I got too many guests. You know what? I'm ahead of schedule. So my guest this week, he talks about how, what were we talking about?
It's a medication.
But Washington is full of sociopaths.
Yeah.
There's literally. Yep. So if you want to know why they do what they do, they can't help it.
No, well, they become that way. I know people that have gone into the legislature, gone into government. They were good, solid people. They were people I would trust to get behind. And by their third term, I don't want anything to do with them.
So we got to do term limits. When does crazy kick in?
Crazy. I think crazy kicks in. Within 2 years after you get there. But you got right now, Crazy Nancy and the rest of them. What is it? They're trying to pass term limits for SCOTUS. Right,
yes.
And I'm all for it, provided they do Congress first. How's that? So they must think term limits are good because they want to implement them. So all right, I'm on board. I'm on your team. When are we going to do yours?
Great.
All right, we're going to a break. Got to make some money around here. Joe Messina, your host, listening to the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Now you can heat up your coffee and come on back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do mean it. I do appreciate the time that you're spending. There's a little old and new going on there, anyhow. Always appreciate, not my era. Not till you get, what's his name, Stevie, with the big lips. You know, that guy there with the long hair and the... Remember him from Aerosmith?
Oh, yes.
I think he was thinner than the mic stand, wasn't he?
He was. He could hide right behind it. But so could Frank Sinatra in his younger days. So there.
Well, that's right. I had forgotten. Well, see, I'm not old enough to remember Frank. Not saying you are. All right, Sonya Schmidt joins me. She is the host of the Sonya Schmidt Show, and I always love having her on Fridays. Although I am keeping her from going to bed, but that's okay.
You're so wrong.
Oh, God.
See, this is why I don't like white people. No reason.
That's
a dog whistle for you call me lazy. That was the code word.
Oh.
For syphilis.
Oh, that was a shadow code there. It's like that.
Shadow code. Right.
The Prince of, that's because I was just telling her about the Prince of Professor that says that black people still live under slave codes and have for decades. And, yeah, he's, listen, he is the chair of the Department of African American Studies. And he said when it comes to policing in America, that blacks have a whole different set of codes. So
I'm sorry, I don't understand it. I know that I'm going to be called a sellout, but I choose to live my life a bit more in the positive lane than they do. And I wonder what you expect out of life, you get. I have a sister who looks for racism under every rock, and I'll be doggone it if she doesn't find it. I'm with her sometimes, and stuff happens that I had never seen before. But I honestly think that you manifest what you believe. I believe people are generally good and like me. So when I go places, even if they don't, I imagine that they do. So what's the harm?
Well, you know, I started off relationship because I thought you could, like, advance my career, but that didn't happen. So, and I still like you, so it's good. It's all good. But, no, you know, it's really funny you say that because it is true. It's kind of like people think that you buddy up to somebody or, you know, or every white person has a degree of racism. And I go, how can that be? You're saying that every person born is born either thinking less of themselves or more of themselves. And just because I'm a white guy means I think, and depending on where you're coming from, I'm not even a white guy, really, but every time I look at a black person, I'm born with a DNA. See, if you tell me because I'm white, I'm racist, that means my DNA says black people are inferior, and that's how I'm born.
It's a gene.
I don't know, and I do know a couple of people who I don't hang around with anymore because of comments that they've made about black people. It's not because I'm holier than thou and I got irritated because they were talking bad about black people. No, they showed that they were racist, and it wasn't probably just against black people, and I wasn't willing to go deeper in the conversation to find out. That was enough for me. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
See, I hate everybody. My father...
I'm with you. That's how I start off. Now, I don't trust you. I don't care who you are.
My father was equal. First of all, my father was very funny. But he hated everybody. He had jokes on every race, and they were all accurate, and it was very true. My father was Archie Bunker. If you watch an old episode of All in the Family, my mother was Edith, and my father was Archie, and it was hilarious. It was hilarious. So I'm not a fan of anybody. Let's just say, I listening to my father throughout the years, I'm not a fan. Everybody's, we all have our stuff. Nobody's stuff is worse, and nobody's stuff is better, like
well,
you said. But
look, when I grew up in the north end of Boston, every year, there were these major fights, and they were with the Irish kids. So, for years, I hated Irish people. Because, why? They were the only ones that beat on me. The blacks weren't beating on me. The Greeks weren't beating on me. It was those Irish kids that kept coming over looking for a fight. So, you kind of are a victim of the circumstances around you till you start to figure things out, going, okay, no, those are just a stupid bunch of young kids. It was a perpetuated, you know, Hatfields and McCoy thing.
Right.
And I ended up, when we moved afterward, there were nothing but Irish kids like that. And some of my best friends became Irish kids,
and
kids from all walks.
Which is supposed to be a racist statement if you say that. Some of my best friends. Thanks. I'm just
giving you a heads up on that. Here we go. Yeah.
But I remember the first time I saw an Irish need not apply sign on businesses. And it opened my eyes to, oh, black people weren't the only oppressed. And then some people will say, well, they could blend in. But if your last name is Kirkpatrick, you're probably not going to blend in.
that's funny, right? O'Malley, O'Connor, you know what I mean? Yeah, those are good Italian names, I could tell.
You got ready. It's probably not, you know. But everybody's got our stuff, where everybody's oppressed, everybody's stupid, and everybody's wonderful. So that's
you know,
where I come
people are going to take this totally the wrong way, but I remember when you could sit around and you could tell Italian jokes or Irish jokes, even with your Irish buddies, your Italian buddies, your German buddies. They were just jokes. And if the words hurt you that bad, the problem wasn't the joke. Do you know what I'm saying?
No. But that's we've come to this cancel culture, this offense culture, you know, and everything. There is nothing. First of all, there's nothing funny on the left. You know, even their so-called, quote-unquote, comedy shows, like you said, are so mean-spirited that you want to get to the joke. And like you said, we're able to laugh at both sides. Well, they can't at all. They just can't. They take themselves so seriously because they find their identity and their relationship through being leftists. So once you pull that thread, they don't know who they are anymore. It's a terrible psychological thing that happens to them.
Well,
I feel for them.
You look at people like Jeff Foxworthy and Larry the Cable Guy, and you know they've got some off-color jokes. But the funny thing about there, they hang out in the South. They go to where they can get away with telling those jokes, and everybody can laugh at themselves. And they're not that they're jokes about black folks. They're jokes about other Southern folks. Right?
Jokes about people.
Yeah, there you go.
People. But I don't think that the left hangs around people. They're in their own, they only know their friends who think exactly like they do, and there's no room for growth. I don't understand how they don't want to grow, don't want to learn. I told you when I was writing my children's book on global warming, and I kept that from my sister, who's a school teacher, and then she found out. But she never, as a school teacher, asked me what my point of view was on that. She just got angry and wouldn't speak to me again for another couple of years. And trust me, had I known she was not going to speak to me for a couple of years, I would have told her about this book a whole lot sooner.
Well, and she never said to you, you know, would you send me the book along with the references you used?
She never even asked me what do I mean about the real deal on global warming. Never even asked. She just got angry, shut me off.
Yeah, I've had that happen to me in conversations with people I thought were friends, and again, you simply say something you don't agree with. Go look, just look it up. Don't take my word for it. Matter of fact, go look it up to prove that I'm wrong. How's that? So you can shove it in my face when you find out. The problem is they don't find out it's wrong. They find out it's actually right. There was a video I played this week, and they were telling ladies on a university, they give them quotes from Margaret Sanger, but they didn't say it was from Margaret Sanger. I don't know if you saw that. And when they asked who do you think said that, almost all of them said Trump. Right? So this shows you they've been conditioned. The mind has been conditioned that anything negative, or they perceive as negative, belongs to Donald Trump. So anyhow, when she finally told them that was from Margaret Sanger, a lot of them were offended and didn't like it and said, yeah, that's not somebody we should be ascribing to. A few of them didn't care. Say, well, that was another time and another day. That's not what Planned Parenthood does today. And then the one girl, which I thought was perfect, who was full of herself, the commentator says, well, do you know that Planned Parenthood aborts it's a 7-to-1 abortion rate. 7 black babies get aborted to every 1 white baby. And the woman said, white woman, she says, this conversation is over.
It's over.
Okay.
Blew her mind.
But, well, first of all, she couldn't push back on it, and she wasn't willing to believe it because pride sets in. I've been supporting this group, and I'm not going to believe that about them. I don't care what you show me. And that's what it is. Most of this is pride. These kids don't want to be...
But that's why I go back to identity and relationship. If she let that sink in, now how's she going to deal with her 10 girlfriends who've had a million abortions between the 10 of them, and they have something to talk about when they're together about how evil Republicans are? You pull that away from them, now where do they go?
Isn't it funny that the only thing, the fight with SCOTUS, the only fight is that they're going to overturn Roe versus Wade, because apparently it is the only case that comes in front of them.
That's the only issue, and I personally would examine myself. I do a little bit of self-examination, and I would go, wow, why am I fighting this hard to kill babies? Okay. You know, there's nothing that stops them and makes them, like, examine that.
No.
But they're not thinkers. I mean, we've seen that. They're just not thinkers.
Well, it's a woman's... All it comes back to for them, the mantra has been for years, it's a woman's right to choose, and anybody who challenges that is not challenging the life of the baby, they're challenging your right to decide what to do with your body. All right? Well,
all right.
So, where do people find you, other than the local pizza joint?
RangeBroadcasting.com/Sonia/. Just go to my on-demand show, archive me, and have a ball.
Yeah, have fun. She got a lot of great shows up there. So don't be watching that crap on Netflix. Go to her station. Joe Mancini, your host, listen to the rail side. Be back in a little bit. Evan Sayet joins us in the next hour. You do not want to miss that. We'll be back.